Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our un-geeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And what is your choice of drink tonight, Frank?
I'm still enjoying this Nitro Left-Hand Milk Stout, Timothy.
Ah, excellent. I am also enjoying a very dark beer myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Well, I have the very hefty Guinness right in front of me.
Ah, yes.
Yes. I will say I'm going to be a beer snob for a second. I loved Guinness when I was in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Don't love it nearly as much in America. It's different. It's brewed differently.
I do hear that. I do hear that. That it just doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Not anywhere close to the same.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. It's still good. Life is good. Know why life is good, Frank?
Why is life good? Life is like a song, isn't it?
Life is like a song. And who doesn't love music, Frank?
Oh,
tell me, find me a person who doesn't love music.
Monsters, that's who. Monsters.
Monsters. And if you're one of those people, we apologize, but you're a monster.
Now, you're a musician.
I am a musician. Yes.
I am too. We're both.
It is on my business card that I don't actually have.
Oh, that's fancy. Mm. What do you play?
Oh, well, would you like them?
What don't you play?
This is going to sound so terrible. I'm like, oh, well, I'm just a one-man band. call back to last episode. I'm basically Bert in the park, you know?
that's right.
So I started out when I started out about 20 years ago, playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've been playing piano for 20 years. Good Lord.
You're old.
I have to reflect on my life for a second. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Wait, no, hold on. This is going to take some concentration. Okay. I'm
need
good.
Some like flashback music and like,
I'm not that old. I don't have that much to reflect on.
Yeah.
I play the piano. I play the organ, which is not the same as the piano, despite them also. Besides them having keys, thus pretty much ends the similarities.
Yeah,
between the
there's
piano
different
and the
kinds of coordination there, and
yeah, you got to play with your feet. There are different sounds and pulls and all this stuff. It's just much different. And so I play a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of guitar. And by tiny, I mean, like, I know like three chords and I can just move between those chords until my fingers hurt and then I give up.
At least you're honest about the giving up part.
I just totally, this is like, there are some instruments that like you can pick up as a musician. There are some that like you can pick up and be like, this is natural. I feel really good about this. And then there are some that you're like this. Nope. It's not. It's not gonna work. Yeah. And the guitar is one of those for me, oddly, because I played the ukulele. And that I can do that. I don't know why the guitar eludes me the same way. Ukulele has four strings. Guitar has six.
Yeah.
My baritone ukulele has two steel strings. So it's just I feel like the guitar could be something I could conquer and it just never is.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I also play a little bit of clarinet. And then in addition to, I also play a little bit of saxophone because they're similar. And then a tiny bit of harp, actually.
Wow. I don't think I knew that.
You didn't know I played the harp? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have ever seen you play it, so.
I don't have one, so it's not like I can be like, Frank, come over, I'm going to play you the harp, because, you know, I want to, you know.
Serenade me.
Serenade, yes, that's the word. I was like, arouse you? That's not the right word.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's it's a the, word that we could.
Yeah, it is a word that we won't use, right? So, so that's No, I took a class in college over the summer. It was like a creative, it was a creative process class, and the professor brought in his harp one day, and so he very briefly was like, "This is a harp. It has strings. Okay, and now I'm going to play it." But I stayed after, and I asked if I could play with it for a second. So he's like, "Sure. The blue strings are this, and the red strings are this." And I was like, "Oh, great! I play piano." So I was like, "Do do do do," like it was actually. If you want to learn an instrument, if you want to start, it's my advice, or if you want your kids to start, I do recommend starting with piano because it all kind of springs out of
yeah.
there. You learn all the notes, you learn how to read music, all like the two major clefs, and then you can learn chords, which are necessary for a lot of other instruments, and piano is a great foundation. Even if you don't stay with it, get your foundation there and move on.
Yeah, I do wish that I had learned the piano growing up.
But yeah, because you are also a musician, Frank.
That is true. That is true. I am. Not as many instruments as you, but I do play a couple. Primarily the guitar and the ukulele. I did dabble in trumpet growing up. But
really? I didn't see. That's new. I didn't know that. That's
cool. Yeah. I played that from maybe third grade until eighth grade.
So that's a number of years. I can see you playing the trumpet. Actually.
If I picked up a trumpet, I might still remember. Like it might come back to me to some extent. I mean, not the technique, mm-hmm. But I wouldn't play it well. But I'd be like, oh, I remember, right. The different fingering positions for different notes and everything. Sounds dearer than I meant it to.
I was just blatantly ignoring it. Actually,
like I see it, I'm gonna leave it there.
I'm gonna leave it. Nope, there's some that you just don't touch.
That's right. I used to play trumpet, but I haven't really done that in a long time.
Why? Did you not like the trumpet?
No. I mean, I didn't love it. I liked it fine, but it wasn't. It just, I don't know. I wasn't really interested in being in the school band anymore, so I just didn't. And then, a year or so later, I picked up a guitar. I got a guitar for Christmas, and I have played ever since. So it's been 12 or 13 years since I've been playing guitar.
Wow, that's cool. That's so cool. Now, did your parents get you a guitar because they were like, he likes the Beatles, get him a guitar? Shut the kid up about the damn trumpet.
Probably. My dad played the guitar, or plays the guitar. So he, I think he was like, oh, I think he'll like this. It's my dad and I have a lot of the same interests. So I think it was mm-hmm. not a stretch to think that I would enjoy that. Cool. And I do very much enjoy it.
That's
cool. I like Pink very much, Lois.
Yeah. If you went back to all our episodes and what do they say the most of? I think that's the thing we say the most, which is probably the weirdest line to say at so any obscure. Movie. And so if you don't know what that's from, dear listeners, we're not going to tell you. You must discover on your own. Well, that's cool. My parents are also both musicians. Actually, my whole family is musical. We're like the Von Trapps without the Nazis. Without the Nazis or the mountain climbing, unless you count a vacation to New Hampshire. My mom plays a bunch of different ones. She actually started on guitar.
I didn't realize that.
She either started on piano and taught her. No, wait, I'm confusing myself. Let me entertain you. I think she started on guitar. Yeah.
Okay.
And then progressed to the piano. Yes, she did. Because if you watch and listen to the way she plays piano, she fills it in the way that you would almost as a guitar. So you know how some songs, some pianists have a problem playing songs written for guitar because they don't know, they don't understand a strumming method.
Yeah.
They don't understand that kind of rhythm. And so, but she does. And so she just she fills it in that way. It's very impressive to watch. My dad is like me. He just plays a bunch of them, even though he might not say he tried violin. He just he tried violin for a little while.
Yeah.
He tried flute for a while. And he can still pick it up and he can flout his way through a flute.
Yeah.
And so, but he started on accordion. He used to do competitions and like all this stuff.
My uncle plays the accordion. That's
Really? That's awesome. Every time there's a family party, my mom and I was like, "You want to get the accordion?" He's like, "No, no one will hear me play the accordion ever again." He's actually really good at it, like impressively good. Huh. But he will not. I know. You know, like, how weird. I love it, but he won't. He'll only play like for himself now. So if nobody's home, then he'll pull it out. But otherwise, the accordion stays inside the case.
Interesting. Interesting.
It is. But he taught himself the left hand of the piano from that. Like just himself. Okay. He's like, well, if my right hand moves like this on the accordion, then my left hand goes like this. And these are the notes. It's a very impressive. And then from there, organ and so on and so forth, because they are similar. So, which is cool. And then... Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. It's very cool. Out of all the instruments that you play, I don't know what voice I'm doing right now. Out of all the instruments that you play, what's your favorite?
I mean, the guitar.
Yeah. Well, you're a singer too. So do you prefer to sing or do you prefer to play guitar?
Ooh, I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Thank you. I was almost a journalist.
I'm not sure which I prefer. I prefer to do both at the same time.
Oh, very interesting.
Why pick when I can do both? Yeah, no, I do enjoy doing both at the same time. I think I like singing maybe a little more because I do it all. I mean, I'm like pretty much constantly singing, which I restrain myself a little bit on this podcast, but not a whole lot.
Not as much as I like. Well, you restrain yourself way more than I do. way more.
Might be true.
Yeah, like if I sing any more on this podcast, we're gonna have to rebrand it as a musical.
Song with Geeks.
Song with Geeks. We can call that episode. We can call that. I'm going to use Welcome to Beer with Geeks, where grammar is non-existent.
Grammar-free zone.
Yeah. I was just having a conversation with another musician the other day about singing and playing at the same time. She's a guitarist. Yeah. She's a guitarist, and she doesn't like to sing and play at the same time. Like, she'll do it if she's teaching somebody a song or something like that, but when it's time for her to perform, she will not pick up the guitar, even though she plays just as well as anybody else, sometimes better. She needs to focus on one, and her first thing is singing, so that's what she does.
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't really like to sing and play either. I prefer just to play because a lot of times I have dyslexia and it affects my rhythm, which I didn't think that was a thing. Apparently, medically, it is.
Interesting. I didn't realize that.
I know. And so there's only more things I could blame on my dyslexia, like my
face.
I don't know. Face, hey. But anyway, back to the point. I don't like to sing and play. I like to sing a lot, particularly in a group, and there's really nothing like a rousing chorus of something. Like, absolutely. But I don't like to do it by myself. Maybe it's a subconscious thing. Like, I don't think I'm good enough to do it. So, you got to do it. Yeah. I don't know why.
Everyone write in and tell Tim how good he is.
Yeah.
Whenever he randomly breaks out into song.
Everyone that doesn't know me, write in and tell
me. Make him feel validated by a bunch of strangers.
Yeah. There's actually videos of me online singing and playing instruments at the same time. But you don't know my name, so I'm not going to tell. Like, you can't find them.
Exactly.
Hey, East, why would you use my last name like that?
Sorry. Tim Zachley.
I did it to myself.
What I think I know the answer to this, but do you have a favorite instrument to play? Like, do you is there something that you consider your like go-to?
My go-to is the piano because I've been playing it so long. It's what I'm arguably the best at the piano.
Yeah. Did you have formal lessons or did your parents teach you?
I had formal lessons.
Okay.
It started with a little bit of like note reading from my mom and my dad. I'd be like, this is what C is and D and all this stuff. Yeah. And then that slowly transformed into classical lessons. So I had two teachers. They were a husband and wife duo.
Oh.
And I started with I started with the wife for a couple of years. Then my sister started taking lessons, and so I graduated to the husband. Yeah. And they were really good teachers because I was really good. And I didn't think about this until recently. I was talking to somebody about it, and they're like, oh, you've been playing so long and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, well, this, that, and the other thing. But I was thinking about when I was like in fourth grade, I did the talent show, mm-hmm. and I did the Jurassic Park theme song by heart.
Oh, wow.
But not like a watered down, like, oh, this is for kids version. I did like the regular adult sheet music. And I didn't know that at the time, that I was just like, I'm just playing it and I'm doing it by heart. And everyone after was like, oh my God, it was so good. And parents were like, oh, you did it from memory. And they were talking to my parents about it. And I was like, yeah, I don't understand.
So what? I don't get it.
So what? I don't understand. Yeah. And it's only like years later that I'm like, oh wow. Oh my God. Why did I stop? You still got that trumpet in you. I can feel it. It's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Your trumpet sound, spot on. It's on point, really. That's really more of your kazoo. Also a fun instrument. But then I stopped. I took a break from playing, actually, for 2 years, I think. I stopped going to lessons and all that stuff. Like I said, I'm tired of playing. I want to do something else. And so, but then I started again my freshman year of high school, but I went to a different teacher. And this time he was a jazz musician. And so because he was a jazz musician, I got both, I got both styles. I can't think of the word that I want, but I have a blend of classical and jazz, which is super beneficial because I'm not just a chord reader and I'm not just as written, which is,
yeah.
Yeah. And most of my work as a musician comes from accompanying people. So it's nice that I blend the two together. But he was awesome. First day, he's like, you know, if you know chord progressions, if you know this and you know that, then you can play anything. And so he turned on the radio, and it was Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Mm. And then so he like hit like two or three notes, and then he was like, okay, I got it. And then he just kept playing the same thing over and over again because the song just kind of loops itself.
Right.
He's like, well, this is a bad example because the song isn't exactly challenging.
It's not really. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not much to it. Yeah. But he's like, you get the idea. He was cool. I liked him a lot. And I took lessons with him for 4 years, up until I went to college.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It is really cool how I think this is fairly well known, but maybe people who aren't really musical or aren't musicians, like maybe like music but don't play anything, may not realize this, but like there are three or four chords that make up.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about music like people know. You're right.
Everything.
Sorry.
Like there are no, but I mean I feel like that the fact that like the four chords that are in like Don't Stop Believin' are like the magic chords.
They are the magic chords
of every song ever. Like pretty much every popular song that you've ever heard is popular because the same four chords are the backbone of those songs and just are very pleasing to the human ear. And and without realizing it, we just are hearing the same song over and over and over again. And it's not like people say, oh, well, there's only like 5 or 10 different stories that have ever been told and they're always being retold. This is different. This is like literally the same pieces of every song has the same chords or at least the same intervals. It's like look into there's a really good. I'm gonna find this while we're talking, but there's a really good video. I think you've seen this, Tim, of like those guys who do like every pop song ever, like a medley.
Yes, I have seen that. Yeah, it's very funny. It's very good. There's that, and there's Paca Hell. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Okay.
Axis of Awesome. Look for Axis of Awesome on YouTube. Four chord song. It's called, and they sing like every pop song that's ever been a hit in the last like 50 years. And it's all the same four chords, and it'll blow your mind. If you haven't seen it, it'll absolutely blow your mind.
It'll blow your mind. I feel like I just quoted something. Maybe a bad movie.
Probably.
Yep. Okay, so we both play the ukulele, so let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, ukuleles united, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How did you start playing the ukulele?
Also a Christmas gift, actually, oddly enough.
Interesting.
A few years after I started playing the guitar, my aunt and uncle got me a ukulele. And I thought it was pretty cool. I was, I really liked ukuleles. Paul McCartney does this thing where he pulls out a ukulele during all his shows and does, so George Harrison was really into ukuleles, towards the end of his life.
Yep.
And so he used to do this thing where if you came over to his house for dinner, which, you know, Paul did because they were friends, by the end of the night, the ukuleles would start coming out and everyone would have a jam session. That's so cool. Since George passed away, Paul plays the ukulele and sings something, the Beatles song Something, on the ukulele as a tribute to George. And it's really cool. So I was like, oh, man, I have a ukulele. Now I'm going to learn how to play Something in the ukulele. And so I learned it like that night. And it's one of my favorite things to play. But yeah, that was how I got into it. And you know, from learning those chords, I learned a bunch of other chords now I like to pull it out in the warmer months, like in the summer go sit outside and especially like around a campfire or something. It's nice. It's a nice thing to be able to play, with a group and have like a little sing along.
Yeah. Yeah, that is cool. That's what I'd say. Actually, I bought it myself. It wasn't a gift. But you're right. It is a great, great way to almost unite everybody at a party.
Yeah. It's a great thing for a party. It's people gather around and like, oh, do you know this song? And do you know that song? Like, because it's so small, like you can carry it anywhere. So you can bring it with you and you know, just whip it out whenever you're ready and everyone has a good time. when you whip it out and put your hands all over it.
There was a lot more between that.
And everyone has a good time.
It's when you small and it goes anywhere.
It's very portable. It's ultra compact. I don't understand. But it's like, you know, the same thing can happen with like a piano or a guitar, but like a guitar is like annoying to bring with you, and a piano, it's like there's either one there or there isn't.
You don't want to bring an electric with you. Oh my God. You don't want to be that. Right. You want to be that guy.
No,
I brought my piano.
No one even likes the guy who brings a guitar. I mean, maybe, but like, you know, only if you're like asked to. But like, you could bring a ukulele, no problem. And see what happens. I got my first one as a gift, and then I bought a nicer one. I was with you actually when I bought a nicer one a few years ago.
Yes, that's right. I got one that day too.
Yeah.
I got the yours is a nicer made ukulele that day. But
yours is prettier.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous thing. It's the what do you call it? The Great Wave off of Kanagawa. I guess I don't know. My Japanese pronunciation is not there, but it's the famous Japanese painting of the big wave, the color woodcut, I should say.
Yeah, there it
of
is.
Of the wave with the boats coming in. It's gorgeous. But it's on the ukulele, and I couldn't resist it. It was too good looking.
Yeah, the Great Wave off Kanagawa. You were right. You're right. Yeah. And it's like painted right on the ukulele. It's beautiful.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. You know, I have played together a little bit and just like kind of jammed out a little, and it's fun because it's easy. It's like, you know, it's four strings and it's just like, you just need to know a couple chords and you can play like everything. There's this guy, who has a website called Dr. Uke. Dr. Uke.
I know Dr. Uke. Yeah, I've been using Dr. Uke for a long time.
Yeah, you and I think you might have introduced me to it even, or I'm not sure about that, but
I don't know.
But he has, I mean, literally, very literally, like hundreds of songs on his site. I mean, hundreds upon hundreds. It's great if you're a beginner or whatever. Like, he's got the chord charts. He's got everything, tons and tons of songs. And he's even got little recordings of himself playing every single one so that you can hear how it's supposed to sound and you can play along with him. He has 1,327 songs.
Wow. Like, I didn't even know he had
1,300 songs. Yeah, he's got 1,300 songs. So it's like, I mean, everything you've ever wanted to hear is on here. If it can be played in ukulele, he's got it here. And I think he's updating it all the time, if I'm not mistaken. So pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That is cool. I if you had a favorite song in the ukulele to play, what would it be?
I like a lot of the old-timey stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, like, The Way You Look Tonight.
The Way You Look Tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. The Way You Look Tonight.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon. But also, yeah, let's like that's, like, yeah, like, Sinatra-type stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I also like Cole Porter stuff.
I was Let's just Fall in singing. Love. I was just singing that before we started recording. Yeah. How weird is that I was in my house singing that?
Totally. It's a great, yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
We're friends.
At Christmas, I love to play Melikaliki Maka on my ukulele.
Fun. Yeah. I have yet to learn that one, surprisingly. I've been playing for a couple of years and I've never to actually do that.
It's like an easy to intermediate song. It's not super hard.
Okay.
You could definitely play it. And it's fun. It's a good. People love it. It's great. At New Year's, I did a video with my sister a couple years ago. We sang "What Are You Doing New Year's Eve?" and I played the ukulele on it.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's exciting.
It's a little tribute to
you sing on this podcast in a while. That was really
That's
nice.
True. That's true. Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. No, it's great for like old time stuff, but then like, you know, you could also do like Beatles songs on it. I mean, which are not new, but you know what I mean? They're not like old standards. They're more like pop or rock songs. You can do, you know, like songs you would play on an acoustic guitar of any era, really, you could get away with playing on a ukulele. Especially I was at this big work party a couple of years ago, my old job, and we were like at a summer camp and we were around a campfire and I had a guitar and one of my coworkers had a ukulele and we were just having a great time. And it's a really fun thing. You can play anything on it. It's a very versatile little instrument.
Yeah.
And really you can play lots of stuff on it.
That's cool. I like it. I like it a lot. What was the first song you learned? Did you say
something by the Beatles? Yeah. My ukulele. Something in the way she moves. Yeah.
That's not how it goes at all for me, but
Nope. That was more like the Addams Family. Ba-da-ba-bum.
The creepy and the crawly. Oh man, what a good scene. That was a good theme song.
Really? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, for like, I couldn't tell you anything about actually watching the show. Like, I know characters and stuff like that, but like,
sure.
Episode description, I couldn't tell you. However, I do know that theme song.
Yep.
Oh, good theme song. Man. I don't think the episode's going to get any better than that. What?
I think we should go out on top.
Okay. All right. Top of what?
What?
Who? You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beerwithgeeks. You can also find us on the Twitter at
beerwithgeeks.
You can email us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. Feel free to ask questions, make comments, send fun fan art, whatever. What do you think we look like? Send us a picture.
What do you think we look like? That could be a very scary, scary question to be asking people. What do you think we look like? Do we want to know? Will we be insulted?
I don't know, but I'm now curious. Maybe it'll make me go to the gym more than 3 times a week. You know, like you don't know. You just don't know.
Draw a picture of us playing ukuleles.
Yes, you could also do that. What do we look like playing ukuleles?
That's right.
You can also find us on our new, but not as so new podcast anymore, since because we keep saying it. Supergirl TV Talk, where we talk about CBS's upcoming Supergirl television show. It's a fabulous show. Frank talks more than I do, as if I talk more than him on the show. So if you like Frank more, you'll like Supergirl more.
Wow.
I says it like it is.
I just get really excited about Superman things. And
I know.
A lot.
I know you do. And that's why the show is great, because Frank is very excitable, and I love it when Frank's excited. And on that note, until we meet again.
Until. All
right, cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.